Today on Compassion Radio.
What God's will may be is he may be interested in another ministry, getting to that unreached people group. So what we've got to do is we've got to have a completely different perspective on who God is, what our trust is going to be in him. When we aren't able to go into a particular country or into a particular people group, are we going to say, well, God's not answering my prayers? No. What we need to say is, okay, God, what are you doing? How are you moving? And how can I exhibit my faith and trust in you? There is nothing that you do that is a mistake.
This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. On this program, Bram spends time with people who live their lives in a missional way, whether it's in a mud hut in remote Africa, a church in war-torn Ukraine, a village in Nepal devastated by an earthquake, or one of the countless Christ-centered ministries in the United States. Bram is there, tirelessly bringing you the life-changing stories of God's love, goodness, and faithfulness. T4 Global is an international training organization working in some of the poorest, hardest-to-reach communities in the world. Now, what they do is they come alongside and empower local indigenous leaders and churches so that they can provide training to their people in order to improve their lives and their communities. I'm Frank Montenegro, and here's the final part of a conversation Bram had with the organization's leader, Ed Weaver.
Ed, welcome back to Compassion Radio.
Thank you, Bram. Glad to be back with you.
So what's happening now with the gospel in South Sudan to answer this crisis that's political and military?
Well, that situation is so fluid. We've found it very difficult to work there. It's been very difficult to get visas approved to come into the country. So once again, much like India, we've had to really rely on our local leaders to provide, you know, the opportunity to move forward. Now, the challenge for us has been is that we didn't have as much of a runway, if you will, to really build up that leadership well and have it firmly established before things really began to fall apart. So we're even a little bit of a fragile situation there. But what we've tried to do is find leaders that, regardless of the fact that the people that they're surrounded by, whether they're in a refugee camp or whether they're in a city that's really in a very fragile environment, they are caring for people. They're making sure their families are safe. They're making sure that life is intact for the people that they're ministering to. At the same time, they're also making sure that they're communicating stories, songs, dramas as they can with their disciples that are then, you know, subsequently making additional disciples. We find in those cases, though, naturally, there's no great surprise to anybody, that movement is a little slower just because you're spending so much time trying to figure out how to make it to the next day. The first thing that comes to your mind isn't necessarily, okay, am I spending enough time making disciples today? Mm-hmm. You know, no, I'm actually trying to figure out a way to survive so that I can make disciples. So we really are walking hand in hand with them as gingerly as possible, encouraging them the best we can, providing the resources they need, in order to be able to do ministry when they can. But we also recognize and we communicate that well with our donors. Hey, this plan may not happen as quickly as we had originally intended, just from the sheer realities of life in South Sudan that has caught us all by surprise.
We have, as a ministry, communicating the truth of the gospel in all these different war zones and refugee camps throughout the world, or in places like India and South Sudan, who are under increased persecution. It's difficult for us as a communication ministry to get that across to our listeners and givers as well, that we're in the long play here. This may not pay off with numbers you can put in your thermometer and your church wall this year, but we are investing in the kingdom. I do truly believe, and we've seen it ourselves, that the gospel will advance and that the seed that God has us plant never comes up empty and void. The crop will always come. The question is how long it takes for the watering and the nurturing of those plants to yield the fruit. sometimes it can be rushing forth very fast. Like, for example, we have friends down in Ethiopia that last year stumbled into opportunities to help sponsor a revival right there in the middle of the country, right at the time that the anti-Christian violence was ramping up in the capital. So God provided a window there for a new movement, a new revival to happen in their city before the opposition arrived, which it did very quickly. But the nugget was there, and the church was planted, and it's alive. And I know that God plans to grow his crop his way, and sometimes we get very tired of watering the same plant over and over again. But it seems like God is always very careful with his crop.
Well, Bram, you bring up some interesting points. And one of the things I want to remind myself of and all of us together is that God is sovereign. And at the end of the day, he doesn't need us to get his job done. He knows exactly when his job is going to be done. He knows exactly how it's going to transpire. And probably the challenges that we run into, and particularly here in the West, is we want to control things. You know, I often bring a caveat into some of my conversations, either with my team or with friends of mine that are ministry minded. I said, look, for those of us that are control freaks, let's consider this. Because I am a control freak, and I do want to make sure that I'm doing all the right things, and I plan things out, and I want to make sure that I leave as little as possible to the unknown.
Yes.
And God uses these kind of circumstances to remind me, hey, Ed, this is not your ministry. This is mine. And yes. I'm in charge, and you need to chill out. And when I need you to wait on me, I need you to wait on me. You can't make me do anything, as much as you might like to think you can.
Yeah.
And so one of the things I want us to do as a ministry is I do want us to be risk takers. I want us to, and I don't mean, and to your point earlier, I don't want us to be reckless, but I want us to be bold.
Yes.
Knowing that we are following God. And that is that's not an arrogance. That's a confidence, not in ourselves, but in God himself. And so then we can take risks that may seem to be crazy to other people, but in terms of what God's doing, we can at least have a better sense of confidence. It's him doing it, and we're just falling behind.
You're listening to Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. There's a lot more coming up, so please stay with us. Here's a word from Bram.
Hi, friends. I've been asked many times over the years about the kind of people who listen to Compassion Radio. I remind friends that we don't have listeners, we have partners. And I mean that. We don't fill our airtime with fluff and useless trivia. We talk about important and sometimes difficult things. When you spend a half hour of your precious time with this ministry, I consider that an amazing gift. Thank you for really hearing us and opening your hearts and minds to the amazing work God is doing in some of the most difficult places on earth. When one of these stories moves you to pray and even support Compassion Radio to keep reporting, going, and giving, well, when that happens, I can't adequately thank you for your incredible generosity. And yes, partnership. Thank you for standing with us and supporting the work we do. We can't do it without you.
If you'd like to partner with Compassion Radio, you can call us right now at 800-868-2478, or you can go to CompassionRadio.com. If you'd really like to make your giving super easy, you can just text the word COMPASSION to 53445. And last but certainly not least, if you want to go old school and mail us your tax-deductible donation, great. Just send it to Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Thanks a lot.
We're always on mission. This is Compassion Radio with Bram Floria.
Another thing I would bring up is we don't want to hopscotch around to say, oh, there's tragedy going on in this country, so let's go minister there.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're going to be ministering in countries that we believe God has called us to.
Amen to
and
that.
If there's a hot spot that gets brought up, you know, if the attention level gets brought up, then we're already there and we're working. I mean, if you think about even Haiti with the earthquake a few years back, there's a lot of people that just woke up one day and decided they were doing ministry in Haiti.
Yeah.
we would say, look, we weren't there. We don't have any relationships on the ground. That's not a place that's really high in terms of illiteracy. That's not a strategic country for us, and so we won't be there. But we certainly are praying for and thankful for the people that are called to work there, yes. and they're already doing work there and had relationships, you know, that we would have had to build from scratch.
Yeah.
So we let them go ahead and go, and God bless them as they go do that work. In terms of our ministry, what we're called to do,
yes.
we're going to be in these places. We were working in northern Nigeria before Boko Haram, you know, showed its ugly head.
Yeah.
You know, we're working in Sudan, and it happens to be going crazy right now, and mm-hmm. we're finding it more and more difficult to operate there effectively. But we're not quitting
yes.
just because it got tough. We're
Amen
still going
to
be there, still working, still trying to get there on the ground and see the gospel go forth.
We as a communications ministry are often asked to go where the latest headline leads. So if it's a bleed that leads kind of story, they want us there to tell the story. And we often do, but there are times we have to make that very hard decision to say no. There are others more qualified and more capable of getting that story out and getting the needs addressed than we can. So we have to pass because God is, in fact, directing us this way. It may not make a lot of sense right now, but we're going to keep focusing on the thing that nobody else will focus on because we believe that God's put that story in our hearts and in the hearts of our listeners to pay attention to things that others will not. So sometimes we have to turn our eyes away from the bright lights of the news that we would normally look at and look at the other story
right.
that God's writing in the hearts and lives of people right next to maybe this disaster. But God's got his own light, and he is directing
yeah.
his people prayerfully to go after those things. We have an effective tool no matter what the situation is, and that's prayer. And we are absolutely committed to the power of that, not just because we want to ask God for stuff and intercede for things, but to experience him, which gives us faith and courage to actually pray more bold prayers. And I'd like you, Ed, if you could speak to that. What have you learned about prayer and the power of it through your experiences out there training pastors and learning from them?
Well, I think, Bram, one of the things that I'm continuing to learn about prayer as I get older is that prayer is not an ATM machine.
No, it's not.
You know, and we oftentimes think of it that way. We wouldn't necessarily admit it, but we often do. And so what I'm really trying to think through is, what does Scripture really teach us about prayer? Well, prayer, you know, Jesus said, you know, pray according to my will, and I'll do anything according, you know, to my will. Well, we kind of leave that part out.
We're going
to say, well, okay, God answers all my prayers, and he's going to answer them all the way I want him to. Well, no, there was a little bit of a caveat there. There's a little bit of a qualification that says, according to my will, and then I will do anything.
And it's not really a caveat. It's a tough phrase to use because we're not talking about a catch, like some sort of fine print at the bottom of the contract. Like he's trying to get out of honoring his own prayers. Or prayers to him. We're talking
right.
about
well,
an opportunity to tap into something that's deeper than what we would normally expect as an answer to prayer.
Right. And I only use those terms just as a warning to myself and anybody that's yeah. listening. You know, I'm just trying to admit how I normally think of that.
Yeah.
And yet what you're saying is exactly right. God has something much greater than what we could anticipate in mind. And if we would trust that his will is so much better than ours, then we would have a hope that's much stronger, much more powerful. It would encourage us to pray. I'll give you an example as prayer has related to this ministry. In 2006, I had started my own ministry, my own 501c3, and I had seen that I was going to be held accountable for the effectiveness of the ministry, even though my ministry at that point essentially was delivering technological devices to other ministries.
Mm-hmm.
But I was going to be held to be accountable for the success of their ministry. So I thought, well, if that's the case, then I want to be able to control more of the content so that I can ensure impact. So I prayed that the Lord would bring people to come to work for me in order to produce those recordings. And in God's sense of humor, his answer was, he brought me to T4 Global. He gave me an executive position and two board seats with T4 Global, And so I, instead of me being the boss, I now all of a sudden was an employee again, working for somebody else, according to somebody else's standards, not my own.
Yes.
And I was sitting there going, chuckling, going, okay, Lord, that wasn't the answer to prayer. Wasn't the prayer I was asking for. Well, okay, you mentioned earlier that we've got a staff of over 30 worldwide. At the time, I was working by myself.
Yes.
Fast forward to today, and we've got a staff of 30 that's working full-time with us, and then we have hundreds of people that are on a temporary contract basis with us that are actually producing recordings. So God answered that prayer because it was according to his will, but it happened in a completely different way than I would have ever dreamed. And my prayer got answered. But we've got to align ourselves with the will of God. So when we say, God, give us the opportunity, the wisdom, the insight to get to this unreached people group. Well, we know that's absolutely according to his will.
Yes.
Now, what God's will may be is he may be interested in another ministry getting to that unreached people group more than us.
And the answer is to get you out of the way sometimes.
Absolutely. And so what we've got to do is we've got to have a completely different perspective on who God is, what our trust is going to be in him. When we aren't able to go into a particular country or into a particular people group, are we going to say, well, God's not answering my prayers? No. Mm-hmm. What we need to say is, okay, God, what are you doing? How are you moving? And how can I exhibit my faith and trust in you? Because you are God, you are sovereign, you are perfect. There is nothing that you do that is a mistake.
No.
How do I look at things differently? So prayer shapes my walk with the Lord today in a way that I didn't understand 10 years ago.
And I've seen and witnessed this in all kinds of leaders that I admire around the church, that God literally takes away what they own so that at the right time, they can return more than enough abundantly into their hands as a loan. Mm. And we have to change our whole understanding of ownership and responsibility. We can't take responsibility for things and own them at the same time in the kingdom. We are all stewards, period. What that means for us and what he's going to put in our hands to steward is the question. And that's where I think prayer comes in powerfully. God, what do you have for us today? What is it you want us to carry? What is it you want us to give away or to help another carry on their behalf and not have to worry about who's getting the credit or who's getting the budgets, but that your kingdom advances, that your kingdom conquers all and wins hearts to you. We need to be in love with that. I'm proud of T4 Global for adopting that ethic, that him first, his way, his places, his people. And that's why we love you. And we're very proud of the work you do out there. Is there something else before we pray together, Ed, on the end of this program that you would like to say to the listeners of Compassion Radio to encourage them in their faith walk and in their prayer life?
Well, Bram, I think for all of us to be reminded that we are part of the body of Christ. You know, if we believe in God through the blood of Jesus Christ, we are part of the same family. Hmm. And we need to lift one another up.
We need to
be focused on encouraging one another. We need to be looking for ways that we can display unity instead of, splitting up instead of, siding with one side versus another. We need to find ways to break down the barriers that Satan is so apt to put in front of us, to try to keep us separated. Look for ways to show unity, show love for one another. That's how the world will know we're different.
Yeah.
And I think that gets shown in the missions world every day is we find ways to say, well, my ministry is doing more powerful things, more impactful. You know, you prayer warrior, you financial supporter should be taking note of us. No, we need to be taking note of God.
Mm.
And as ministries, we should be saying, look, we're part of God's team. He's got a wide variety of people, talents, skills, impacts. And we're just part of that plan. We're just a small portion, but we're a portion that apparently he wants and needs, and we're willing to do that. But we're part of a bigger tapestry that's out there. And so as Christians, we need to really buy into that message, not just as missions leaders, but as lay leaders, as prayer warriors, as members of the body of the Christ. Let's look for all ways, all the ways that we possibly can, to be unified and be marching together instead of, you know, running around in circles like chickens with our heads cut off.
Yeah. Ed, there are no denominations or barriers in foxholes or prayer closets. And we're in both. And you guys have seen it in the front lines. You know what happens when the church comes together on purpose to be available to God on the front lines. We are on the front lines. Whether or not we step our foot into South Sudan or not, if we take seriously the responsibility to pray and to ask what God would have us do, that we're in it. We're in the fight. And I'm glad for that. And I'm very grateful for our listeners out there that have been with us in that fight for many years. Thank you so much, friends, for becoming part of our family. Ed, I'm going to ask you to give us a benediction of prayer and pray over those listeners out there for Compassion Radio, if you would, as God gives us new vision and new hope for this coming year.
Thank you, Bram, for that opportunity. Lord, we just turn our eyes to you as we look to a new year. Father, I pray that you give us fresh eyes to look past our own opinions, our own, even our own weaknesses or our own strengths, Father, that you point us to you. You keep our eyes on you and keep our eyes off of the bumps in the road. Let us look for ways that we can be unified together as followers of you. May you give us a greater compassion for those around us that, I think of C.S. Lewis and his comment about, we should be thinking of ourselves less. And so how can we think of ourselves less and think of you more, think of others more, and be willing to serve one another for your glory, Father? As Bram was talking about earlier, many times we're individually trying to seek the credit. As organizations we are, as churches we are, individually we are, and yet you are the one that receives all the glory. And so may we actively and proactively look to give you the glory in anticipation that that will always be a war, that Satan will always be trying to get us to take the credit, even if it's just a little bit we want for ourselves. Father, may we always be looking to give it all to you. We thank you for this opportunity to talk about what you're doing and how you are moving forward in this world. And even with the chaos around us, Father, you are moving forward and making progress to see your will be done on this earth as it is in heaven. We praise you for that, and we thank you for allowing us to serve you. Father, it's for your glory. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Ed Weaver, T4 Global International, thank you, friend, for being with us on Compassion Radio.
If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can listen again anytime just by opening up a browser on your computer, smartphone, or tablet and going to CompassionRadio.com. While you're there, go ahead and check out our newsletter to find out more about this ministry. And please think about signing up for our email updates. Again, it's CompassionRadio.com. Now, if this broadcast is a blessing to you, would you please consider three things? First, please pray for us. Your prayers are vital to the effectiveness of this ministry. Second, would you please tell a friend about Compassion Radio? Sharing this broadcast will help us reach as many people as possible with the encouraging reports Bram brings us from the mission field, both here in the U.S. and abroad. And finally, would you please consider supporting this ministry financially? Compassion Radio is 100% listener-supported. That means it's your gifts that make it possible for us to continue. Now, there's a couple of ways you can get a hold of us. You can call us right now at 800-868-2478, or you can go to CompassionRadio.com, and when you're there, just click on the Donate button. Again, it's 800-868-2478, or CompassionRadio.com. Now, if you'd really like to make your giving super easy, you can just text the word COMPASSION to 53445. That's the word compassion, C-O-M-P-A-S-S-I-O-N, to 53445. And last but certainly not least, if you want to go old school and mail us your tax-deductible donation, great. Just send it to Compassion Radio, P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Thanks a lot. And thanks for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We are so very thankful for you. And please be sure to join us again for more Compassion Radio with Bram Floria. This program is sponsored by Compassion Radio Ministries and your generous financial support.